Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Come on now. There's a new movie streaming right now on Netflix. It's Tyler Perry's, my man, A Fall from Grace. Here's the storyline, because I went down to Houston to see this movie. So let me just reel you guys on in. I was treated very special, very, very special when I went and saw this screening. The characters, Grace Waters, here's the storyline. Grace Waters, played by Crystal Fox, a longtime pillar of her Virginia community, stays composed when her ex weds his mistress, who she caught having sex, and her son moves away, her adult son. We're convincing from her best friend, Sarah, played by Felicia Rashad, she tries putting herself first. It's all about me now. And a handsome stranger, Makai Brooks, becomes her surprise second love. And he's very, very sexy, by the way. Very, very sexy. Yet, any woman can snap. And Grace's new husband soon ravages her life, her work, and many say drove her crazy or near sanity. Made her sanity was tested on that point. That's what love can do. What love got to do, you'll find out in this movie. Shuttered in a cell awaiting trial for his murder, Grace's only hope for vindication lies with Jasmine, the attractive Jasmine Bryan, played by the attractive Bresha Webb, who don't know nothing. A public defender who always pleads her case, but for some reason, she wants to take this case to court, which drives Tyler Perry's character crazy. The movie also co-stars Oscar nominee Cicely Tyson and writer-director Tyler Perry. A Fall from Grace is a mesmerizing thriller built from unthinkable secrets. Dun, 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 dun. Here's my take. Because I was in Houston, that's my hometown. Everybody knew I'm from Fifth Ward. Tyler Perry's storytelling had me all messed up in a good way. Here's the money-making conversation interview you've all been waiting for. Here's the money-making conversation I went down to Houston to get, because my man Tyler Perry is worth the airline ticket. Please, Tyler Perry. Please, Felicia Rashad. Please, Crystal Fox and Bresha Webb. Money Making Conversation, the interview of a lifetime.
Okay, cool. Great. Thank you for having me, Tyler. I'm afraid of Felicia Rashad. I'm afraid of Crystal Fox. They are. Okay, I'm not giving away too much because it's a beautiful movie. You stuck your foot in this movie. You stuck, you know, like the old people say, get some food in it. You stuck your foot in it. Acting, directing. In the beginning of the movie, I thought you were just going to be a cameo role in there. But you played like a mentor in there. And I don't want to give away too much, but it felt like it was a mentorship type. And as though you was a get your job done type character, because your character is a public defender.
Yes.
Tell me about that for a few minutes.
I feel like when I was reading the script, it was just all there on the page.
Right.
And Jasmine, being a public defender, she wanted to give her all, but she was defeated already.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Rory, being the boss that he is, he didn't make it easy for her.
Oh, he didn't care. Get the job done. Get the plea.
And so she had to find that inner strength in herself. And so it was a joy to play.
Absolutely. The thing I want to say about your character, mm-hmm. because of the fact that, you know, I've seen you on Have and Have Nots, mm-hmm. and this was an extension. And Tyler was really interesting because he pushed some of these characters in areas I didn't expect.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about that level of expectation that he pushed you to in your role.
No, see, that's the beauty of it. Tyler gave me the script and he lets me go
yes.
for it. If he tries to see or always allows for me to bring what I believe is in that character.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so awesome about when he offers you something, you know he sees that.
Right.
So you come in and you just delve in, and if he believes it, he just lets you sail.
From Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Sarah, played by Miss, I gotta say Miss for that character. That was, I know who you are. Television world has laid it out to you. I can't go too far with this character. But talk about preparation for that character. Talk about the lengths that you went to extend what he wanted from that character for this particular movie, A Fall from Grace.
Yes, what was important for this character was to be true in every moment.
Uh-huh.
Every single moment, whatever that moment was real. She
right.
was real in every moment.
Right. But you were misleading it at times as far as the relationship.
That's beside the point.
Mm-hmm. now, come on. Now, here, Miss Pleborg, now you really can't say too much because in the beginning of your character plays out as a person, you know, everybody felt that you, can I say this?
Yes.
Like a joke.
Yeah.
You being a lawyer was a joke.
Yes.
And nobody respected you.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they gave you an arc in the movie.
Absolutely.
And how did that feel for you?
I mean, well, being looked at usually as a comedic actress, you don't really get to play.
And I love that.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't usually get to play a multi-layered character in that way that you can show the various sides of a woman.
Right.
And how she is trying to balance her personal life and her work life,
right.
and being defeated when she
right.
comes home from work.
Right.
So, like I said, everything was on the page, and Tyler just gave us free will to go in and really develop these characters in an honest way.
But, you know, Tyler, I know they're saying you're giving them free will. They gave you gave them free will to develop these characters, but you know what you wrote. And like you said, comedic, you know, First Lady TV, you know, all these characters that I've seen shifted in different directions from their career that they led up to that point. But you cast them in these roles. Why?
First of all, Crystal had not had a shot to be a leading role or leading in a leading role
mm-hmm.
at leading lady. And I thought, it's high time, 40 years in the business. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited to do that for her.
Congratulations.
And also cast Brescia against type, not comedy, cast her in a dramatic role.
Yeah, absolutely.
In Acrimony, she did something.
26-year-old attorney.
Yeah. A couple small roles that were amazing. And then to add Cicely Tyson and Miss Felicia Rashad to round out this level of talent,
mm-hmm.
It was incredible for me.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I laughed. I was mad. People next to me hitting me.
Yeah.
You know, you go to a black movie,
yeah.
black people sit next to you.
Yeah.
When they start hitting you, that's a good sign.
Yeah, that's right.
People
yeah.
stood up in the end. Tyler, you did it! You did it! You did it!
That's
and that's really, you know, because you have a fan base.
I love that.
You know, and now you're on Netflix. Tell us about that journey for your brand.
Well, I filmed this movie. It wasn't originally with Netflix. I had just filmed it, and I was going to just shop it and see where it was going to land, but they came right away.
And it landed, bro.
Yeah, they were like, come on, we got to have it. And I got to tell you, it's been the most diverse group of people I've ever worked with
yes,
in
sir.
Anything I've done in Hollywood, so I'm really excited about working with
them. You know, I know now, you know, they take some of these movies to theaters, and they
yeah.
put them back on, and I'm just tell you some nominations are due
mm-hmm.
for some of these characters in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I was very impressed with the whole process and watching you build out this whole concept of allowing you to make the one. I said, looking at your character, Grace,
yes.
looking at your character, Jasmine, your character, Miss Sarah, and blend. And I was confused. You know, and I'm a writer.
Mm-hmm.
I've been writing television a long time. And when you can take a guy like me and I'm going kind of frustrated in a good way because I don't know where the script is going.
Yes.
But when it goes and it lands in such a powerful direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's a testament not only to you as a director and a writer, but the characters you allow to put on screen. But I'd be remiss because he's not here.
Yes, say it.
Mr. Brooks.
Yes.
Mr. Brooks.
Come on now.
We have to talk about him for
a second. Yes, please.
Talk about
he was sexy.
Yes.
Yeah.
He represented.
Talk about yes. him a little bit.
He was he has Makad Brooks as a human being.
Yes.
Has an energy about him that is
okay.
just, what can I say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's quiet and still, and it's solid. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He is just like that.
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
No. And he showed up as Shannon in this thing.
Yes, he did.
Are you kidding me? For that reason alone, mm-hmm. that the very presence of who he is and his nuances and the way he can paint a picture as an actor was one.
And the reason that's another role, again, from Supergirl to being portrayed in this character, because I didn't know where that character was going to go either.
Yeah.
You see the trailer, but believe me, trailer is only an invite to a great movie, a great project. I want to thank everybody. I hope the nominations come your way. They're deserving, not only the picture, but the characters you guys played in this movie. A Fall from Grace is a must-see. Thank you guys for taking the time.
I'm
trying to get you guys individually on my podcast, because I'm going to promote this, brother. You know me.
Thank you. That's right. Thank you.
Appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
That's it, y'all. A Fall from Grace, starring Tyler Perry, Felice Rashad, Crystal Fox, and Breisha Webb.
Hi, this is Rushon McDonald, the host of Money Making Conversations. You say to yourself, who calls Rushon's show?
Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, Lonnie Love.
You have to believe in yourself. If nobody else believes in you, believe in yourself. With me being the first woman to host Essence Festival with 70,000 people to introduce Michelle Obama, that just doesn't come overnight.
Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, Lynn Whitfield.
Your daughter Charity is a hot mess on Greenleaf.
Well, she is. She is. She's just trying to find her footing, and she got spoiled because there were maids and things to help take care of her. A lot of times, the baby in the family is like that.
Money Making Conversations continues online at www.moneymakingconversations.com and follow Money Making Conversations on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Ta-da. Time for the intro. She's in studio. Did we make sure we get a picture? You know, one of them candid pictures. Did you get it, man? Hey, man, what are y'all doing, man? Well, you can't get anybody. I don't know if you're taking pictures, you know.
I'll do a video.
My executive producer, you see it sitting over there.
Boomeranging, whatever.
We'll see. It's probably going to put my teeth where I got food.
It's going to go viral.
Okay, cool. My next guest was introduced to the world. It's perfect because Tyler Perry is on this show as well.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, good stuff.
So this is a great intro. Introduced to the world as a national recording artist on the soundtrack to Tyler Perry's first movie, Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Mm-hmm.
She is a comedian and has written and co-produced a project with Ricky Smiley. That's my boy, frat brother. Appeared in Las Vegas as the Flamingo on George Wallace's stage. That's my boy. He's a little crazy coming into town. Teamed up with George Wallace and J. Anthony Brown, another fool, on a show called Two Devils and an Angel. She is the first African-American woman to be syndicated on a nighttime gospel radio show. 6 million listeners and is heard in 46 Radio 1 cities. Woo! I'm tired just reading about all this and talking about all this. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, my girl, Darlene McCoy.
How in the world are you doing, Rushon?
Well, we hadn't saw each other in a while.
It's been a minute.
You know, I was coming for it. I made a big old spread for your calls there.
Sure did.
They ate it all up, you know.
Every bit of it.
But let's talk about, you have an event coming up here.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Tell us about this event.
So it's called, it's at City Winery Atlanta.
City Winery, Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. In Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because, of course, you know, they're national, but in Atlanta, it's called Jesus Was Eclectic Decades.
Okay.
Which is actually the name of my EP, so we're performing it live.
You're performing it live. So it's just going to be you on the show?
Nope. I actually am introducing my son.
Oh,
Champ,
okay.
Who is a hip hop he's a conscious hip hop artist,
mm-hmm.
and an R&B artist, Alvin
like
Garrett.
A Cray type.
Yeah, well, but less church, more street.
Oh, okay.
But still, yes.
I want to hear
right, that really conscious.
So is it rap? Or is it?
He's like a rapping Martin Luther King.
maybe a gospel Travis Scott. Let's make
something
some money.
Like that,
right
yeah.
here.
Let's
make some
let's
money.
Let's do
right
this thing. Yeah, but not
before,
like that.
Think it's Travis Scott.
But yes, we're introducing him. But I'm going to take everybody on a journey through the decades from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and with your favorite music, you know, 70s gospel music, then my music infused, and then 70s R&B.
Okay, cool. This is January 29th.
The 29th of January.
Okay, cool. On the 28th, I am in town. Okay,
because
on the 28th, I'm hosting the event for the Big Brothers Big Sisters,
okay.
Real Men Mentoring
yes.
campaign, My boy Romrico Lee will be there. Q Parker will be there.
Wow.
Harry Douglas will be there.
Wow.
And we'll be doing it at the gathering spot.
Okay.
And so on the 29th, which is the very next day,
mm-hmm.
Being that you are my girl,
yeah,
I would love to introduce you.
What?
Yes.
Listen at this. Did y'all hear that? Okay. Did y'all hear? So you want to introduce me? Thank you.
Yes, I would love to
Thank
introduce you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, you know, that's happening.
Yeah. You know, I've introduced a lot.
You know. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. A whole lot. And I'm sitting up here like, for real?
Yes. I will be there not only to enjoy the show.
Thank you, Rashawn.
Hear your son. But
Thank
I will make sure we get some banners. I'll promote it as well.
My.
So I can get it on my social, let everybody know Rashawn. People know I rarely go on stage these days.
Right. But I'm so glad you come out.
Yeah, so you can tell everybody, Rashawn McDonald will be introducing you.
Thank you.
The winery in Atlanta.
Thank you so much.
Now,
man.
I always have been a fan,
Thank you.
And when I would land in Houston, we had to turn on the radio listen to you. Because your skill is so natural, and your ability to your relatable talent. That's
Thank
what
you.
I always felt. You were a relatable talent. So, so I was going through preparing for my show and everything. Mm-hmm. And I was just morning. I wrote down everything I had to do to my staff, and I emailed it out. And I said, "Am I missing anything?" And then Samantha came in. Yeah, you missed this. You missed this. You know, I would tell them what I'm missing.
Oh yeah,
you missed this. She's executive. Samantha is the executive producer of the show, and so she telling me, "You missed this. Missed this." And then she saw the NBA All Star game in mm-hmm. Chicago. Did she mm-hmm. go? Do you need anybody to go with you?
I know that's right.
Did you need anybody? I said, no, I don't need nobody, okay? What I do need is the 29th free. She said the 29th is free.
Thank you.
I said, I'm going to come on the show today, and I'm going to talk to my girl and see if she will allow me.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I am honored. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm honored, and it's going to be fun, and we're going to do our best to make sure people are turned away.
And let's
get the word out about this. What time is showtime?
Showtime is 8:00.
Okay.
But the doors open at 6:00. People can come in and get their wine and their food and enjoy.
Okay. I've never been there. Can you?
Yes.
How is the wine? Food and
it's food. It's you can have dinner and your wine and if you don't drink wine, have water, whatever you want to have.
Mm-hmm.
But you can come and enjoy and have a nice dinner and then be ready for the show.
Okay, cool.
So it's like a supper club.
Yeah, which I perform as a comedian many years ago.
Really?
I'm used to that format. I didn't like people eating while I was trying to tell jokes. See, you can sing and people can eat.
Right.
See, because you can they can groove and roll in the chair.
Yeah, but you might choke somebody if they bust that laugh.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
That's right.
You got to hit laughs when
Come
you tell
on,
a joke.
Sir.
You got to get verbal feedback that this is working.
That's
you,
right.
All this rolling side to side, pointing at me on stage,
Listen,
and no laughs. That's not going to work for me.
They feeding their back all right.
That's not working. No, we're not working with that. So how long has this show been on the books?
January 29th at the winery. In December, we got a call.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like,
great.
Isn't that so? I mean, it was a blessing because a friend of mine was like, don't you have an EP dropping? I said, yeah. She says, don't you want to play at the Cindy Winery? I'm like, of course.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, she says, okay, let me call you back. And then the young lady from the Cindy Winery said, could you do it on the 29th? I'm like, yes.
Oh, wow. That's hot.
Absolutely.
That's
I can.
Hot.
And I will.
That's
so
hot. That's
we are
hot.
So excited about it. My band is excited. We're going to perform probably 45 minutes to an hour, but we're going to take you through the decades. I just pray that everyone has a good time.
Well, they will. They will. Like, my whole thing is that, already, I'm thinking about how I'm going to walk out there, this
uh-huh.
is your thing. I gotta build the hype right, because it's all about the intro.
I'm going to need that comedian to come out of you, though.
It's all about the intro, It's all about the intro.
I need that to come out of you.
The thing that I fell in love and found you was
yes.
on radio. Okay, and also in your syndicated show.
Yes, you
So
were.
Tell us about that journey of we're going to get to the comedians later.
Okay.
But the journey of what you're doing now as an
mm-hmm.
entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
as a female
mm-hmm.
in a male-dominated business. All businesses, for some reason,
Facts.
Are dominated by men.
Facts.
Even women fashion, they making it.
Okay? Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, so tell us about that, because there's something you're doing that's very unique.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have to put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it.
Well, the thing of it is having this platform,
yes.
I feel like I have to be responsible with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to have the platform because, people love you as a radio host. That's one thing. But even with that, because they do,
right,
I want to take advantage of this opportunity to bring my friends along and help me, you know, reach back into our communities.
Right.
Through the platform. Right. I have something called Mobs, and I know that you've been a part of that as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
We do something annually called Celebrities Cooking for a Cause, and
right.
I reach out to my celebrity friends like Rushon McDonald, especially
yeah.
over
and
the holidays.
And came through. Rushon came
and
through.
And he came through, look, especially over the holidays with all his bacon and cakes and all of that good stuff and pies. But anyway, I reach out to them and ask them to, you know, prepare their favorite meal
right.
and their
mm-hmm.
favorite dish mm-hmm. so that we can go and feed those that are less fortunate and wrap our arms around them and love
Absolutely.
On them and, you know, give them gifts and whatnot. So that's one of the things that I do. But everywhere that I have an opportunity to speak to mothers.
Yes.
I take the opportunity to do that because I am a mother of three, but they're grown now. Of
mm-hmm.
course, and I got two grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I did not have a lot of, I have my mother, but I was not in the same city with my mother.
Right.
And I needed guidance, support, direction, someone to point me in the right direction
mm-hmm.
sometimes, just right that was in within arm's reach.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes the difference when you're raising children.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, parents go through things where the father and the mother are not, you know, on good terms.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you make that work anyway?
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you still have to make it work for the children.
Mm-hmm.
So everywhere that I can speak to young ladies and mothers, I take that opportunity to do that.
We all know that you can say black, white, you can say green, yellow. People
mm-hmm.
will hear what they want to hear.
Exactly.
And sometimes, you know, as much as you try to bring clarity to the situation,
mm-hmm.
people can shape it to the direction they want to tell the story.
That's right.
That's what you call editing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's really sad. So with that being said, you in that gospel world,
mm-hmm.
those churchgoers.
Yes, sir.
You know, some of them are living the life of perfection.
Come on.
Can't tell them nothing.
Come on.
Because they all socially right.
Right.
Lord have mercy. God is good. How do you deal with that girl?
Listen,
with the God is good people.
That thing right there, man, listen.
And who do you know you're talking to?
Right. Right.
What is a church person?
Well, listen, what is a church person? Well, is it there are several. And, you know, you have to understand.
I didn't
there are
get
several
you fired
different
up.
Times.
I didn't want to get you fired up.
Listen,
I didn't want to get you fired up.
You know, I get excited about this part. But but actually, you know, I was raised in church,
uh-huh.
you know, and so I know church for like the back of my hand. But then I run into some people that are not living a truth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You are comfortably living a lie,
uh-huh.
and then you're covering yourself up
right.
with God is good all the time. Well, yes, that is true, but are you the truth?
Right, right.
You
right,
see
right.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's it just, we go through.
Well, you know, the thing about it, I'm not trying to push too much information out,
yeah.
but I just know that I remember several years ago, Steve Harvey and Kurt Franklin did
yeah.
a tour together.
Mm-hmm.
So I have firsthand awareness
yes.
of that branding and marketing
That's
in
right.
that particular market.
Yes.
Because that was my responsibility.
Sold
to
out
these,
tours.
Yeah, get these dates sold out.
Uh-huh. He and did
I,
it too, y'all.
I had a comedian who was known for cussing.
Uh-huh.
And I had Kurt Franklin, who was all 100% gospel.
Come
and
on.
Guess what? Teenagers and kids could come to his show.
That's exactly right.
So immediately, when I put the tickets on sale, I said 18 and up. And up. Oh, Lord, I didn't know. I'm just selling tickets. Then get the call from Kurt Preeple. Tickets, say 18 and up, or we have kids and teenagers
right.
and bring their baby. We got to change that. And then I said, okay, wow, what I'm going to do, Kurt? Okay, Kurt, can they not sit on the front row?
Wow.
I said, can they be on the third or fourth or fifth row? Because I know that Steve Harvey can't
he's
come
gonna
out
go
there.
He's going
he
in. He
probably do it now because he's Family Feud King.
Right.
He's Family Feud King.
Right,
he's straight.
Right, right, right.
He's straight family now. But back then.
The church wasn't ready.
He had just kind of did that video for Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Right.
Okay. You know, that was the first time he did a show without cussing, so he wasn't all the way there.
Right.
And
right,
so,
right.
So I understood that when I was trying to figure out, first I started marketing on, you know, gospel stations
mm-hmm.
that were, you know, that's my market. Wasn't
right.
selling no tickets.
Right. Mm.
Because then I realized that, okay, who are church people?
Mm.
Then I started going back to the R&B stations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They buying them
the
up
hip-hop stations.
Mm-hmm.
My tickets started moving.
Yeah.
So that's why I have to ask the question, who are church people? Because when
yes.
I was over there on the church gospel station,
mm-hmm.
wasn't selling no tickets.
Mm-hmm.
When my e-blasts were going out to the all gospel centric,
mm-hmm.
wasn't selling no tickets.
Mm.
Or as soon as I went over there to what they would call sinners,
mm.
I started selling tickets.
That's what I'm talking about.
I started selling tickets. So that's why I asked that question, not to be, you know, condescending.
Nah. Uh-huh.
Because I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
All I know is that they listen to Al Green.
Mm-hmm.
They listen to Teddy Pendergrass. They listen to Jill Scott. Uh-huh. They listen to Kim. They listen to Anthony Hamilton.
That's true.
Okay. They listen to Keith Sweat. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going through kind of the same thing because City Winery is a winery.
Yes, yes.
And they're saying, well, the gospel people are not going to buy those tickets. And I'm like, oh, yes, they will.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely, they will.
See, it's really funny. See, now, if you own a gospel station talking mm-hmm. about it, then they go, oh, I can't come.
Mm-hmm.
But just take that same interview over to a R&B station.
And the same person here.
Same person here. Girl, I'm going to get those tickets tomorrow.
Rashad is not telling. He's not telling the lie.
That's the sad part about it. And that's what leads to my question that you have, my statement that you have, breaking the stigma of what church looks like in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about that.
I just believe that a lot of times, you know, what we've done in the past with church and then, you know, promoting Christ and promoting God,
mm-hmm.
we've made it seem like he's so delicate that he can't take the truth about who we are.
That's what I love about Kirk Franklin. Kirk yes. Franklin is a guy who's, it's really interesting that you say that because he's so honest mm-hmm. in a brutal way. Mm-hmm. And people go, okay, why is he talking like that? Because mm-hmm. in the end, you should be able to be yourself.
That's right.
But as a child of God.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah, because God made us. I mean, it's like, I am equipped with everything God gave me.
Right.
Why can't I be authentically
made us as individuals.
Who I am? As individuals.
Okay.
That's exactly right. And each individual has equipment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And a purpose and a plan. Mm-hmm. And too many people have
We're talking on this show.
Listen.
Money making conversation. We're talking.
Yes,
praise
we
the
are.
Lord. We're talking.
Yes, we're going to
talk
about
this. Sam, we on point, Sam. Okay, thank you.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. But you know, we as individuals, like I said, we are.
Because my show come on Sundays, too. Sunday
Does
mornings.
It really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I hope
so you can
listening.
Talk like this, you know.
Yes. Good. Good, good, good. Because, you know, just as I was just saying, you know, we are who we are.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And God made us who we are.
Right.
But if we can't be authentic, what is the reason that we are waking up every day?
And so that's what you want in 2020.
That's exactly right. We want real people.
Right.
We want real people that have a real story.
Right.
And that have something to say. No, I'm not perfect. That I probably will never be perfect.
Right.
And I'm not gonna be so arrogant to even try to be perfect.
Right. So tell me this.
Just be me.
Tell me. So you have a syndicated night
yes.
show.
Mm-hmm.
What is that show? I produce shows, syndicated mm-hmm. morning shows. So I know mm-hmm. I have a system. You start with phone calls and you have some jokes here. Then you have entertainment news. Mm-hmm. What is the lineup of your show?
The lineup of my show. Well, I'm on at night.
Right.
Mm-hmm. From 7 to 11 p.m. So my thought is I'm catching people who are coming home from work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And have had probably a hard day.
Mm-hmm.
And that want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, you know, a chat room topic so we could just talk.
Yes.
About absolutely anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, but my purpose for my show is to uplift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before people go to bed at night, just get everything off your mind that will happen during
that.
The day.
I love that.
And
love
at
that.
Night, let's have a little inspiration.
I love that.
Let's have some fun, entertainment, laugh,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of clear the atmosphere so that you can sleep well.
Cool. Now, January 29th,
January 29th.
We will have some inspiration at the Atlanta City Winery.
That's right.
Your show.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the EP is what?
Jesus Was Eclectic.
And who all will be on the lineup?
It will be Alvin Garrett, R&B singer.
Okay.
Hip-hop artist, my son, mm-hmm. The Champ.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Leon Timbo is coming.
Okay. It doesn't bother me.
Let me tell you something. He's amazing. But then, of course, it'll be me and my band.
Did she forget somebody?
And introducing. Hold on, wait a minute.
Hold on.
I thought you were talking about performing. But hold on one second. Let me just make sure.
Well, you already said that
the best
you already said that you hope that the comedian walks on that stage to introduce you.
You have to.
You already said
you
that.
You gotta be the comedian.
Okay, you already said
Please.
That.
Please,
so.
Mr. Money Making Conversations himself, mm-hmm. Rashad McDonald, will be introducing.
No, this we gotta do now. Help him out. Okay.
Okay.
Money Making Conversations /comedian/host,
that's
Rashad
it.
McDonald.
That's, we gotta make sure that's all. Yeah, they get it. Because you know, you so multi-talented.
There you go. There
He's
you
so
go, there
multi-talented.
You My next guest, production company Kingdom Reign Entertainment, LLC, is recognized as one of the leading entertainment companies in television. His credits include, drumroll, executive producer, Love and Marriage, Huntsville, on the OWN Network, Styling Hollywood, Netflix, The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Bravo, Hollywood Divas, TV One, The Next 15, and Gucci Mane and Keisha, the main event on BET. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation. They've said, let freedom reign. Let's let kingdom reign. My man, Carlos King.
What a great introduction.
My man.
I love your enthusiasm. Well, I appreciate it.
First of all, you're doing great things and in television.
Thank
because, you,
you
know, it's been a journey in the reality world of respect, you know. And I just share my personal story. When I was producing and creating the Neighborhood Awards with Steve Harvey was hosting. It was a period where, you know, there were no African-Americans in dramas. There were no African-American shows that had sitcom talent. And all the talent was coming from the reality TV world. And it was a period where reality TV was fighting and throwing and cussing and fussing. And it was just ugly out there. And so it was really putting a black eye on do black people act like this? And I've seen that, and I feel that it has been, now we see sitcoms with African-Americans on it, we see dramas with lead African-Americans, and I feel that that has helped stylize and help the world of reality TV to be more accepted and also shape better stories. Am I correct in that assessment?
No, you absolutely are. I think, listen, when it comes to reality TV, the reason why I started my company, mm-hmm. Kingdom Reign Entertainment, is because I wanted to change the landscape
right.
of how African-Americans are viewed on television. So,
right.
no, your assessment is right in terms of what has been sort of the attention that's been given to in the past, and my hope is to redirect that in the future.
Well, you're doing a good job, first of all, because,
I would tell you,
I can have honest conversations, and I really believe that the stories are being told better because African-Americans are actually producing these shows with African-American
Amen.
Leads and African-American content, and they're not stories that we assume that's how they should act. Let's just make believe this particular scenario. And that, I believe, really helps. And so you said, Rashawn, you're excited to have me on the show. Yes, I am, because you are telling the story that is accurate. We all know it's entertainment.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, Carlos. It's entertainment. We got to have the ratings
mm-hmm.
meter right. But guess what? There is credibility in how the story is being told now because you understand the culture.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. And that was the other reason, too, because, again, prior to me starting the company, I was a hired freelance producer who had to produce these shows and did not really have a say in the beginning, middle, and end of how these stories were being told. And the biggest thing that I wanted to give people word credibility and to show that there is an audience out there where people, especially African Americans, they want to see people who look like them on television, but
right.
they also want to make sure that it's really something that's happening in their real lives. And when you look at Love and Marriage Huntsville on the Oprah Winfrey Network, the show to me is doing well solely because you have three couples who I think represent a large part of black family households. Whether or not you disagree with them or agree with them, you know somebody who sort of represents that lifestyle. So the show has been a huge hit for OWN because these African-American couples who are successful, but they also are giving you an insight into what happens in their households to hopefully shed light on what happens in households across America. And the success of that show to me shows the reason why I wanted to begin the company, and I'm hoping that I continue to have people tune in to the shows we're creating over here that really speaks to that attention.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. When I left IBM, I was my degree is in mathematics. I left IBM to do stand-up comics, and so I travel all over this country telling jokes. And what people don't know is how modern the city of Huntsville is. It's like a Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Technology-wise. That's where NASA started. NASA started in Huntsville,
exactly.
Alabama.
Exactly.
And a lot of people don't understand that. So I remember, any popular chain in America, food chain in America, is in Huntsville, Alabama. And so I know I used to love going there because, you know, great comedy and close up people, you know, were very knowledgeable and you didn't have to do crazy things to get people to laugh. And so you picked a city that, I, as one would say, you know, it was like I with a high intellectual and cultural platform in Huntsville, Alabama. And a lot of people didn't know that. And I think that you're telling the story and opening people's eyes to Huntsville.
Yeah, no, that was, you know what, that was the biggest goal when Melody and Martell Holt met with me. Mm-hmm. You know, they drove from Huntsville to Atlanta. I was mm-hmm. living there at the time. This is maybe 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they pitched me the idea of doing something in Huntsville. And just to be completely transparent, I'm like, who's in Huntsville?
Right,
like,
right.
What is Huntsville all about? You know what I mean?
Right.
I was more curious about the city than mm-hmm. anything else. Mm-hmm. And I knew that Melody and Martell had something interesting to tell the world, but I was really interested in the city as a whole.
Right.
And you are right. It's such a city that has so many affluent Black people who thrive there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're super smart. We met with a rocket scientist.
Yes.
You know, this Black
yes.
man who's a rocket scientist.
Yes.
Things
mm-hmm.
you hear about, but you never really seen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's such a smart, savvy town. And I think a lot of people watch the show and they're like, wow, there's smart, successful Black people who live in Huntsville, Alabama. And it, to me, it's putting the city on the map and it's allowing the city to really be shown in a light that, you know, when people think of the South, they think, oh, they're uneducated. And
right.
the fact that this show's providing
right.
something different
right.
means the world to me.
Yeah, it's really cool. When I realized it was coming on, I tuned in because, you know, I've had a blessed life to be able to articulate something about Huntsville, Alabama to you and be able to be on dead on spot means that I've experienced that culture. And also my life has allowed me to experience a lot of different paths. And the fact that, you know, this is not Birmingham. This is not Montgomery. This is Huntsville, a totally different city, totally different setup, totally different lifestyle. And it also is who doesn't know a country cousin? Okay.
Right, we all have them.
You know, this country, everybody got a country cousin in the South. Okay, everybody in the North came from the South. So you wouldn't, everybody from LA moved from Alabama or Mississippi or Arkansas. So
yeah.
So you wasn't out of your comfort zone. You actually were bringing people back to their roots.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And listen, I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Right.
I know.
Come on, okay, Carlos. Carlos, he's getting comfortable now. He's getting comfortable now. He's all just got cool.
Yeah, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm from Detroit, and I grew up in the whole era of Black excellence. And,
right.
you know,
mm-hmm.
growing up when Motor City was really thriving and the Motown
right.
sound
mm-hmm.
and all that amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's all about giving back to your community in some way. And with Huntsville, that was one part of it. But it's what you said. It again, I think the show is successful because you look at these African American people and they remind you of family, they remind you of home. And my hope is that is an eye opener as even for me and my team to really start putting more of these other, I'm not going to say forgotten towns, but more so a town that a lot of people just aren't familiar with.
Right.
So
right.
even the way we're creating shows, Rashawn, we're really tapping into markets where it isn't the typical Atlanta, Miami, LA, New York. Like we're
yes.
going down to the South just to really see what else is there, because I think the way television is working, a lot of people, you know, they're bored easily with the same city you see across television, but to tap into those towns where you've heard about the city, but you don't really know about it, that excites me to really put more of these cities on the map.
So now you got Freedom Reign out there. Kingdom Reign is backing it up, backing it up. And when you put together these casts and you put together these shows, what show do you feel over the years that you know, I know we talked about Housewives of Atlanta that really touched you mm-hmm. or just say, hey, man, really, I learned so much from being a part of that show, and, you know, I always have friends from that show. What show may have touched you like that over the years?
That I produce on my own?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good question. I'll say this much. I think since Hollywood Divas was the first show that my company was able to produce for TV One.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. Back in 2014, I would say that show will always mean the most to me. It's like I'm not a parent, but I'm going to assume all parents feel this way about their firstborn.
Right.
Like, there's nothing like your firstborn. Like, you love your, you love all your kids equally, but that, that feeling and that experience of your firstborn means the most. It's because it's the first.
We know. So you know, it's interesting you say that, Carla. It's interesting you say that because I want to share a story, which I know we're running out of time. I want to get this in, and it's very propositive what you're saying. Because when you go out there and you do something for the first time with your production company, I remember when I was did the Neighborhood Awards and I actually produced it for the first time myself. And, you know, I people asked me and I told them, yeah, even though I didn't know, but I still moved forward with confidence because I felt I was ready. I felt that I'd seen it all enough to be able to comfortably go out there and know that that camera goes there, that staging goes there, that light cue goes there, that has to happen right there. And I actually, when I actually was at rehearsal, I was brought to tears because I realized that that's how much work you have to put in and how many naysayers step in between your opportunities. And even the people that you care about, you really can't turn to them because they don't even know what you're talking about. So the support that they can offer to you is nice, but it ain't enough. and you have to walk out there. I always tell people this, and joking, I always say, if you are in the military and you're telling, and you're the captain, and you're telling somebody to charge up a hill, you can't have tears in your eyes. Because the reality is that you have to be straight, you have to be strong, you have to be at the top of your game. Even if everybody around you questions you, that means you have to do your homework. And my friend, I say that in a very complimentary manner, sharing a very personal part of my life, seeing what you are doing and seeing what you are accomplishing. I'm proud of you, Carlos. Thank you for doing my show. And
thank you.
And always know, if you have a banner or a sizzle reel that you want to promote or a premiere or a big moment of closure, any of the guests you want to bring on my show, you have a home here, Carlos, because of the fact that—
I appreciate that.
You are changing television, man. Don't change. And the revenue is coming, my man. The revenue is coming. Kingdom reign, y'all. Kingdom reign. Thank you, Carlos. Appreciate you, brother. Hi, this is Rushon McDonald, the host of Money Making Conversation. You say to yourself, who calls Rushon's show? Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, Lonnie Love.
You have to believe in yourself. If nobody else believes in you, believe in yourself. With me being the first woman to host Essence Festival with 70,000 people to introduce Michelle Obama, that just doesn't come overnight.
Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, Lynn Whitfield.
Your daughter Charity is a hot mess on Greenleaf.
Well, she is. She is. She's just trying to find her footing, and she got spoiled because there were maids and things to help take care of her. A lot of times, the baby and the family is like that.
Money Making Conversations continues online at www.moneymakingconversations.com and follow Money Making Conversations on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
My next guest, they are on the phone, are educators turned entrepreneurs, are the epitome of the term power couple. This dynamic duo started their business together in the early 20s and within 3 years grew it to a $1 million business and only 2 years later, a multi-million dollar business. They're owners of Holt and Holt Entrepreneurship. They are also owners of Holt Custom Homes. They are working real estate in the thriving city of Huntsville, Alabama. I've been to Huntsville, Alabama, so I'm not joking around when I use the term thriving city of Huntsville, Alabama. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation because they are the stars of their own series, are featured on their own series, just in case somebody gets upset when I use the word stars. Love and Marriage, Huntsville. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation, Melody and Martell Holt.
Hello. Hello. Hi.
Hello there. Hello there.
Well, first of all,
we'll take that. We'll take that stars of Southern Marriage Hospital. We'll take it.
You know, and you got to, because guess it's by branding and marketing. And guess what? When I read your bio, you guys truly understand it. You're not afraid to step out and go take your careers and opportunities down a different lane. And that's really important.
Thank you so much for that. We appreciate that. And thank you for having us on your show today.
Well, first of all, it's a thankful for me, because, you know, when you build a brand and you get out there, and it has to have some relevancy. And some people say you should do Rashawn McDonald's show, Money Making Conversation show. Because when I started the platform 3 years ago, you know, I had my celebrity friends call in, and I didn't even know why I was talking to them. You know, just they were calling in. And, hey, Rashawn. And hey, Rashawn, it went, okay, what are we going to talk about? So I had to develop a point of view. And my point of view is to bring talented individuals. You guys not only are, you know, celebrities from a TV standpoint, but you're celebrities in the entrepreneurship world. And that's where I live, in entrepreneurship as well as entertainment. And so I wanted to bring you on the show, both of you, because it's a power couple. I love bringing power couples on the show, because it's really about communication. Yeah. It's about being able, because you bring your work home and you take your work away from home, and you have to learn when to stop working. And so I wanted to start off, because I had Carlos King. He was on the show yesterday. He's the creator, executive producer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
he was on the show. I'll be Carlos King now. Come on now.
He was on the show yesterday, and I told him that I was going to be interviewing you guys. And he said, wow. He said, tell us how you guys created, how was the relationship that you guys have start out with Carlos King?
Well, you know, it's so just very interesting and amazing, because we actually met Carlos King 5 years ago.
Right.
And when we sat down and met with him, it was for a consultation to pitch this show idea that we had that was really based off of us, our family, and our business and interest in this industry called the property preservation industry, which is a multi-billion-dollar industry, right?
Right.
So we met with him, pitched our show, showed him our treatment, and he loved the idea. He said, you know, you guys look like you will be great on TV. But to be honest, the first thing you said was, you know, what do you say, Martin?
He said, you guys want to be on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
and Martin was like, no, I want to keep my wife. And so at that time, And so at that time, it was a lot of breakups and stuff, relationship issues going on and on Housewives. And Martin was like, oh, I want to keep my wife.
Right.
So anyway, we met with him. And then over the years, we just continue to reach out to Carlos, continuing to sell Huntsville, to sell the whole brand, showing him what's happening in Huntsville, what's happening with our family dynamic. And, you know, we really pushed the idea. And it doesn't happen overnight all the time. You know, now we have a show on the Oprah Winfrey Network, and we're so thankful and excited about that. And, you know, just thankful for that opportunity. But it took a long time of us staying in contact and pushing what we thought would be a great idea.
And then when we speak about pushing, you know, we hired our own staff to, you know, record us and things of that nature,
right,
for us to do like sizzles and things like that. So it was work.
Right.
It was work. So like Melody mentioned, it doesn't happen overnight. So we really had to put work in to accomplish the goal. And the goal was to get a show. And we got it.
Well,
so mission accomplished. And on to the next thing.
Absolutely. The cool thing about it, you go, okay, Huntsville, Alabama, the birthplace of Alabama. Population, what, about 200,000 population? But then you start digging into Alabama, high tech. You know, the legacy of the space program is out of Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama. A lot of people don't know that. The reason I know that was that when I left IBM in 86 to become a comic on the road, I used to come through Huntsville, Alabama to perform.
Yeah.
So when I went into that market, you know, it's totally different from any other city in Alabama because of that high tech. And
I totally agree.
And
we have the number two research park in the country.
Second largest research park in the country.
And I'm sure that, you know, when you came to Carlos just like anybody else. Huntsville, Alabama. What's going on in Huntsville, Alabama?
Why would you better believe it?
You know, that's
they come out here and see cows and horses and things
and
of that nature.
And that's it.
Absolutely.
We have that now. Don't get it twisted. We do have that.
Absolutely.
But that's not it.
Then you got good food too and great barbecue. All that good stuff down in Huntsville. But that's why he looked into an attractive couple that was modern, that was a go getter. That's why he went. You won't be on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. He was trying to pull y'all into Atlanta, not knowing that he hadn't done his research yet. And well, not, I'm not saying anything negative because everybody knows what they know. I just happen to know it because, guess what? I was a road comic. I went through all the cities in America telling my jokes. And when I got to Huntsville, Alabama, it opened my eyes because every restaurant chain that you can find in Houston or Dallas was in Huntsville, Alabama. The intellectual crowd was in Alabama. And I realized that all sitting around that high-tech environment is sitting right there in little old northern Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama. And that's where you two are at. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes, sir. That's very true. And that's one of the things, you know, that for us is so awesome is actually, you know, it's easy certain markets to get a show in, like your Atlanta, your LA's, your New York.
Right.
But we're doing something right here in Alabama, and I think that's part of the significance of our program and of our show.
Well, guess what? I'm very happy about the show. I know the finale ended in November, and so I know it's not on right now. But let's talk about the entrepreneurship side of you, too, and also the fact that you guys were former school teachers, correct?
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a degree in secondary education, English.
Yeah. And I have a degree in special education. And I gave that teaching thing, what, a year and a half? It was tough. Let's say that. Okay. It was tough. It was very challenging, you know, dealing with the kids of today.
Well, you know, let's talk about that because, like, my degree is in mathematics, okay? My minor is in sociology. I went to school, and I was under the thought process that that's where I was supposed to. I don't regret going to college. Hey, I love the fact that I have a math degree. But that doesn't mean that's your final journey. And that's what I love about you guys' story. You know, you are educators. So you're out there shaping minds. And so and your mind said, this is the direction I should go. But what made the twist? What made that turn? Because, you know, actually you were working in the environment of your career choice. Why was there a change?
You know, I'll start first and let Martell answer. From my point of view, you know, I don't feel like there's something set for you and that's your only path and that's your only way. People can be versatile, right? I think that for us, even though we were in the classroom, we also ultimately still had that business side to us, because you got to think, keep in mind, when we were teaching, you know, we started a lawn care business. We, you know, gained over 50 residential clients, and we were cutting lawns after school and on the weekends, running this business, LLC'd it, creating marketing material and things of that nature. You know, we were doing all of that while we were teaching, and then we went on to gain some commercial clients in the lawn care field.
Right.
And
right.
Cleaning certain offices like dental offices and things like that at night and on the weekend. So though we had degrees in education within us, it was still, when you say, Martell, that business sense and business side to us.
Yeah, I think that Mel and I, we both are entrepreneurs at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the key to a lot of our success right there is no one had to coach us to be entrepreneurs. It was already within. So we're going to do multiple things. So us teaching, it's like we had to do something else. And also we wanted a better lifestyle as well, other than, you know, the $30,000-$40,000 salary
right,
that we were
right.
getting from teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And then teaching too, you know, it's not only full time, but it's like overtime, and you don't get paid overtime
right.
for being a school teacher.
For grading,
you know,
papers and creating lesson plans.
And also,
you
coming
know,
out of your pocket
of
to pay for things.
So my heart
that
goes out to teachers right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hopefully one day Melanie and I will be starting a program to assist teachers in, I guess, you know, getting better pay. You know, getting
mm-hmm.
better, more money and things of that nature, because teachers, they do a lot.
And also come out of their pockets, I was saying, because of the fact that, you know, just because a kid goes to school don't mean they have the proper supplies, don't mean they have the opportunity to be able to, you know, learn the curriculum, because of the fact that you have to come out of your pocket and get some extra paperwork or buy a book. And, you know, there is always an option to be successful. Like you said, go out and find the people who that's what they do. You know, you find a person.
Yeah.
That's you're not supposed to pour the concrete. Go find somebody. That's what they do. Pour the concrete.
That's right.
Delegate.
But be over here delegating too much. Don't get him started.
I delegate everything.
Hey, brother, you got to sleep. But I always tell people, you know, I remember when I started from the early years of managing Steve Harvey. You know, I booked the car, I booked the flights, I picked us up. Bought all the food when we went out. And then I realized, you know, so Rashawn, you got to start getting extra people around you. Security, call somebody to book your flights and book your car services. And I started delegating too. Martell. So you need to tell her to be quiet. I know that's your wife and everything. She's beautiful. But she can't tell. She can't interrupt you when you're delegating. Delegating is a beautiful thing, my brother.
That's right. It makes you feel so much better.
Make you feel better, look younger. You know what I'm saying? You don't wake up with your back hurting. Delegate that pickup over there. Delegate that. Go do something for me. Just delegating is the way to go. So whatever you say, Miss Hope, I can't join you on that. He can delegate all he wants. Now, I'm sure you're a delegator too, aren't you? Because I can hear you talk.
Yeah.
You almost wanted to tell me something to do a couple of times during this interview. Because I know you tell people what to do on a regular basis. You're 22. You're 26.
I delegate, but not as much as Martell. You know, I do believe in balance. And I think that a lot of times, you know, whenever we are with someone, it's great whenever you can,
you're yin to your yang.
They offer that balance to you.
You're not going to fool me with this church voice. Martell, I don't know how you handle it, brother. You know, you was 4 years older. You just a patient brother. With that church voice, you know, you start getting in an argument with you, you're going to pull out that praise the Lord voice on you. You don't know what to do. You know, you're going to
go around. Don't you?
I know, man. Dude, I'm up here talking about, you know, she'll throw out that little sweet Alabama voice on you, but I know she's a cutthroat in negotiation. All that. Because
you can listen to her and tell that.
I'm going to just tell you this. Now, you was probably, when that opportunity to demolish that home and rebuild it, you were thinking about it, wasn't you, Martell? She had already started planning it. Why can't we do it? Well, baby, listen. What?
That's right.
Why? She had already had plans on the kitchen table, everything. You going, because we as men, we think things out. We think of the women go, why can't we? And then it forced us to be in the position to go, yes, we can. So it's a good power couple relationship. So whenever one is thinking that they can't do it, the other is pushing them out the door. If everyone is saying the car can't start, the other one's got the hood up. Why can't it start? Let's make it start. And that's why I love about this phone call, because your next book, I'm just telling you, Hope Family, Common Sense. Mm-hmm. And if you have time in 2020, I want to bring you back on my show. And if you ever come up to Atlanta, love for you to come in studio and sit down and let's talk about the common sense of what you guys are
doing. We can be there next week whenever you want
us. Well, yeah, we come to Atlanta often. Yeah.
Well, good, because we're going to get you back on the show, because next week I'll be in Napty, because I'll be marketing my show for fall distribution of money-making conversation on network television. So, my friends.
Awesome.
Know that we're in a position to win. Know we're in a position to be special. But more importantly, thank you for spending the time with me the last 30 minutes on this show and share nuggets of information, common sense information, all the way from Huntsville, Alabama. Thank you, teammates. I appreciate you. We talk soon.